This program is intended for audiences over the age of 21. It's adult in nature and not intended for anyone under legal age. Slut Sounds Podcast. Welcome to the Slut Sounds Podcast. I'll be your cock charmer today, and my name is Linnea, and this is my podcast. You can find the Slut Sounds Podcast online at www.slutsounds.com. You can find my personal page at www.phoneflirts.com, and you can reach me on Twitter at phoneflirts. Never try phone sex before? Do you want a quick and cheap way to get off with just a little company? Then I've got a number just for you. There are lots of girls available, and they all work from home, so your call can be personal and as dirty as you want it to be. All major credit cards are accepted, and a quickie will cost you under $14. So what are you waiting for? Just dial 1-888-799-0857. I have a longtime caller that's in residency as a psychiatrist. I've known him forever, and it seems like we talk about a lot of things aside from phone sex. We end up going a few hours on the phone sometimes because we both enjoy good conversation in general. So you get it. I like him. We talk. Basically, we often get into these intellectual conversations about psychology, and specifically about the psychology of phone sex. He's often amazed at my own personal mental stability, he says. He always explained that I became a phone sex operator due to choice and not a need. I've continued to do it because I like it. The masturbation is fun. Who wouldn't? But I also truly enjoy the banter that I have with individual callers, too. So Dr. Wackett, as I'm going to call him now, we were speaking about some of the traits it takes to be a good phone sex operator. Then we began to compare it to what he does for a living, too. And it was just so interesting to me. I thought I'd share a little of what we said. My point of view, his point of view, and sort of mix it up like a cocktail. Oh, let me do my disclaimer, too. There's lots of smart women in the phone sex industry that can do all of the following just as well, if not better than I. But let's all face it. Some women fall into this business without any knowledge, education, experience, or even talent. I guess the point is, like any other work, we have our good eggs and our bad eggs. Though often the bad eggs are more misinformed than malicious. Okay, there, I said it. I gave my disclaimer. To be a good phone sex operator, you have to know how to run a business and all the stuff it includes. Like customer service, the law, the boring paperwork, etc. You can't be a dumb farm girl and totally succeed on your own if taxes are scary to you. You have to know the difference between profits, losses, demographics, price points, and return on investments. Callers prefer intelligent women who know what they're doing. It makes them horny. If this business talk is making you horny right now, then call me. To be a good phone sex operator, you have to know what true communication is. I don't mean spouting off a bunch of dirty words either. You have to understand the basic psychology of communication. A good communicator isn't afraid to say no and believes in what they say, as well as being able to literally verbalize it to someone else. A good communicator actually wants to hear the other person's side too, or their point of view. Plus, let's face it, sex, whenever we're able to communicate about it, just gets better. To be a good phone sex operator, you have to know what your true motives are and why you're doing it. If you don't, then you may not really know who you are or have the confidence needed to succeed. Without that confidence, all you really have is good intentions. And that's just not enough. I try to keep my motives positive, too. I think about things in a positive way. Always a new idea, always a solution to everything. But I'm also positive that my motivations are perverted. Did I say that? To be a good phone sex operator, you have to have creativity. And that's just something you either have it or you don't. Creativity happens in many areas of our lives. You might have a vivid, wild imagination, and that's a huge part of our sex life too. So let's get creative. Let's find new ways to rub one out and then do it differently the next time. Let's be creative and shake things up. Woohoo! To be a good phone sex operator, you have to be able to speak. I have heard other operators on calls, mainly when I've trained them or something. Sometimes it's just nothing more than, oh, baby, oh, baby, for 10 minutes and there's no substance. Being able to string a sentence together isn't enough. You have to speak combined with the confidence and by using these good communication skills that I stated above. It's pretty obvious. To be a good phone sex operator, you can't take things personally. I'm just myself on calls, but I also separate my life some too. Again, my experiences with both callers and operators, some guys just hang up. So ladies, it has nothing at all to do with you. For some guys, this is a jerking off experience, and for some, when they're done, they're just done. They just may not care about you as a person. They had a mission and they completed it, sort of like Darth Vader would. Is it rude if a customer just finishes and hangs up on me? Maybe a little, but it's the caller's phone call and he can sort of treat that call however he wants. I've literally heard operators get so pissed off over this issue, and to me, it's just silly. Of course I like a polite thank you or a pleasant wish for my weekend, but if I don't get one, I'm secure enough in myself to not take it personally. That's just one example of taking things too personally. But believe me, there are hundreds of ways that women take things too personally, and all of them are negative for you, and the caller. It can spoil the fun, and phone sex should be fun. To be a good phone sex operator, you have to be patient. This is not a get-rich-quick type of business. It grows and grows over time, so you have to water the horny plant daily. Each year, my goal is to make more money than I did last year, and I've never lost out once. Talk to my accountant. He actually brags about me to his other clients. Maybe he just wants to bang me. So let's break it down now. Professionalism, communication, motivation, confidence, creativity, good speech patterns, not taking things down to a personal level. Dr. Wackett told me these are all important things that he has to do as a psychiatrist in training. Are there all qualities that he has to have? You thought I went off the point of the original story, I bet. But no, I had one. Phone sex can be a little bit like a counseling experience with a therapist. Of course, the main objective is more about your penis rather than your childhood. But such is life, because both things probably need addressed anyway. Hey guys, my girlfriend Candy at PantyVixen.com operates her own phone sex line, and it's strictly for panty lovers. Candy has her own panty fetish, so she knows how to lure out you dirty little panty pervs, and she knows exactly how to treat you. So just call her toll free at 1-877-727-2689 and ask for her $20 special. And now for something completely dirty.
What's that? Are you feeling horny again? My God, don't you ever get enough? That's because I turn you on so much, isn't it? I can't argue with that. Oh, now let me see that big fat cock of yours. Let me rub my tongue up and down your thighs. Does that turn you on? Ooh, yeah, that's making me really hot. Do you want me to suck on it? Well, maybe. Okay, here we go. First I lick the tip like this. Yeah, and then I'm going to run my tongue all up and down the shaft. You like that, don't you? And now right down deep. You weren't expecting that, were you? Oh, your cock tastes so good, baby. Yeah, let me suck on that beautiful cock of yours up and down. Yeah, see it glistening with my saliva as it disappears into my mouth. Yeah, that's it, baby. Fuck my mouth. Yeah, go on and shove your cock as deep as you can. Back into my throat. Yeah, treat me like the slut that I am. Oh, you see how stiff my nipples are? Yeah, let me rub your cock on them. Oh, baby, that feels so good. Ooh. Yeah, you see my other hand? Oh, yeah, playing with my pussy. Oh, you see my fingers? My fingers disappearing into my pussy? I'm so turned on, baby. Oh, I just want to see you come. I want to see you shoot your cum all over my face. Oh, you see my fingers all slick and wet with my pussy juice? Yeah, now I'm going to grab your cock with them. Yeah, as I jerk it fast. Oh, I want you to shoot your load all over my face. Oh, you're getting so big, so hard. Well, I can tell you're going to come any minute. Yeah, as I jerk your cock faster and faster. Yeah, I want your hot come in my face, baby. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to put your cock right over my face. Are you ready to come? Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah, shoot right now. Come all over my face. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, let me take your cock back in my mouth. Oh, still as rock hard as you are. Yeah, let me suck out the rest of the cum. Oh, you know, I can't get enough of your cock, baby. I always want more. Oh, yeah, I always want more of your cock.
So, I have a story about a phone sex caller of mine, and I rarely tell real stories about my customers. I don't find it to be all that professional or whatever, but this is just kind of a lighthearted, sort of funny story about a guy that I have a really good rapport with. See, I have this caller with a very simple fantasy. He just likes talking about coming on a girl's face. Usually when I talk to him, we set up the theme together, like the scenario, and then we role play it out. I am usually his bitchy girlfriend, and I'm sick to death of him jerking off all the time. He follows me all over the house when I try to do everyday things, and then he shoots a wad on my face. Like maybe I'm talking on the telephone to my girlfriend and he shocks me with a sperm pie in the face, for example. The thing that's really great about this caller is that we laugh, we crack jokes, we exaggerate the role play, and we bust out laughing together the whole time. It's cool when you can click with someone in that way. I really enjoy sort of fun phone sex. I support humor. Now, this caller is very easy to please, which is always a nice quality. But sometimes I like to just see how easy to please he is. So one time we decided that in the fantasy, my female friend from work would be coming over for a quick lunch meeting with me. Of course, there's my fantasy boyfriend doing his nasty masturbation habit, rubbing one out, while I complain about what a big pervert he is. Now my caller just laughs and laughs. I mean, he gets a huge kick out of this. And I get to be witty, which is fun. I tell him things like, quick, get out of here and do that thing in the bathroom like a normal man before my very innocent girlfriend shows up. He protests and he keeps selfishly flinging cum on my face. I act all appalled and disgusted and then we laugh at those reactions and stuff. So in the fantasy then, the doorbell rings. Oh my goodness, I'm in a panic because my sweet and innocent girlfriend from work will be shocked at how kinky my boyfriend is. I open the door to let her in. Now, my caller's laughing and laughing with his normal enthusiasm, and he's slapping away at his cock with the same intensity as usual. I can hear it in the background, whack, 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 whack. He says, Lynn, tell me what your friend is wearing. Isn't that one of those quintessential phone sex questions? What is she wearing? What are you wearing? So today I decided to find out just how easy this caller is to please. We've known each other for a few years. We click, we have fun together, you know. So I go for it. I say, she's dressed like Grimace, the purple guy from McDonald's. Okay, I know it was stupid and weird, but I wanted to see what his reaction was, and it was the first thing that popped into my head. After my caller quit laughing hysterically, never missing a stroke, he said, okay, cool. Can she remove the mask, though, so I can squirt my cum in her face? And I said, of course she can, silly. And so she did. That's just one little funny story about one of my favorite callers. Have you ever been dominated by a woman? I mean a real woman. The kind of woman who knows what buttons to push, how to wind you up, and then how to make you melt. Or maybe you need a woman in control to do the thinking for you and to be in charge of your cock. Well, guess what? I have some friends who can help. Call toll free 1-877-937-5283. 24 hours per day, experienced dominating bitches are gonna use the shit out of you. Thanks for listening to the Slut Sounds podcast. Again, I'm Linnea, and it's been my pleasure providing this show for you. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Check back to slutsounds.com for the newest episode coming soon.